with Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez here, and let's welcome to the studio the current Bachelor pilot, Peter Weber. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Stoked to be here.
Nice,
thanks for having me.
Nice. Well, first and foremost, since you look so tan, I'm assuming you just came back from vacation with your lady. Who'd you pick?
That's the question everyone wants to hear the answer to. Yeah, I can't tell you that yet, man. But
can't
we'll
say
see.
That yet. Yeah, judging by that smile, though, it seems like you're happy with your choice.
I'm very happy with where I'm at right now, and I'm happy how I followed my heart the entire time, and it was tough. You know, it was a really, really tough journey, especially the end of that, but
yeah.
I can say I'm happy, so that is a correct assumption.
It's almost like they script that answer for
them. Yes.
They always give us the same, I'm happy where I am right now.
Well, you
right.
can't, if you can't know, answer anything else, you know? So.
Now, you say you followed your heart,
right.
which is very romantic and sounds all nice and well, but sometimes reality sets in and you got to follow your head. Do you have a conflict at some point?
Oh yeah, no doubt. Definitely towards the end there. I've always been someone that's just kind of been really passionate and, you know, heavy on following the heart. But I think if there is one lesson I learned, that I have to sometimes put that to the side a little bit and make it a little more 50-50. And I did do that. I definitely did towards the end.
Okay.
But I can still say though confidently that I followed my heart as well in the end, and I feel good about that.
Okay, good. As long as you feel good about it.
Yeah.
So getting to your season, Chile looked fun.
What's that?
Chile.
Oh, Chile. I love Chile. That was, my second time in Santiago. I loved it.
Really? How much did you get to explore these cities when you're there?
Chile was amazing. I got to do an awesome group date there with Hannah Ann, and we got to go explore the entire city. I'd been there probably when I was close to like 12. My dad had a route down there, so I went with him and my mom.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I got to go back a second time and just share that experience with Hannah Ann. That was beautiful. We got to go check out some really cool TV studios down there, because, you know, all the novellas are pretty famous and prominent down there, and that was fun. And then we got to do some awesome exploring, like, the countryside.
Yeah.
I had not seen that, like, up in the Andes. That was gorgeous. Huge fan of Chile.
Nice. And are you happy with the way things are playing out on TV? Is it how you envisioned?
No.
No. Why? What don't you like about it?
Oh, my God. There's so much stuff that I just had no idea was going on.
You mean from the girl's perspective?
From the girl's perspective,
right.
Yeah. I mean, I see only what I see when I'm in those individual conversations and on a group date. And, man, I don't like it. I don't like seeing the girls kind of attack each other the way they've been doing, and the cattiness. That's honestly sad to me. And I didn't know any of that was truly going on the way it transpired, and wasn't okay with it.
Well, it gets competitive, right? And the drama just starts to flow because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a competition.
True. But, and I've made comments about how I felt like the drama was showing that it was working, but now I'm seeing how that can be misconstrued, because what I meant by that was the drama of, you know, when multiple people start to fall for one person, the jealousy that kind of comes out, that in itself shows that, okay, yeah, these women are really actually falling, and as I am as well.
Right.
That drama, I'm okay with. The drama, though, with you know, accusations here and calling people bullies here, and that I'm not okay with that kind of drama whatsoever. It was just when people start to fall and there's multiple people, that I'm okay with.
And Chris Harrison calls you the clumsiest bachelor in the show's history. Is that a fair assessment?
What's up with that, Chris?
Yeah.
Come on. No, but I
coming from him too, dang.
That's a very accurate title. I can't tell you how many times I bumped my head just like getting up out from, like, we had like a conversation on the couch, and I bumped my head on the little chandelier above us, like at the mansion. That happened all the time. I was picking girls up on pool tables or whatever and hitting their heads. So I still gotta work on that.
Well, you're tall, so you know the stuff that comes with it.
Yeah, that's the excuse.
And you got injured. What happened?
Did I split my forehead open, man? Puma the golf cart.
Yeah,
that was pretty brutal.
Were you drinking?
No. That's the worst part about it. I was 100% sober.
Oh, wow.
I had just finished some B-roll filming. The girls weren't even there yet.
Yeah,
I was getting into a golf cart, had a glass in my hand. But as I was getting in, I bumped my head and I just reacted and brought the glass up to kind of feel my head, and I forgot the glass was there. Broke the glass in my forehead, sliced it.
Oh, you did it to yourself.
I did it to myself.
That's even worse.
Golf cart wasn't drinking. The golf cart wasn't even moving. That's how clumsy I am.
Dang.
So I fully take that title that Chris gave me.
How many stitches did you have to get?
22.
Yeah, it's a good looking scar though.
I think it's kind of badass.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Some character.
There you go.
If it was in the middle of my forehead, I'd be like, oh, I'm Harry Potter for the rest of my life. But I got it to the side. So
it's a cool angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had to have a scar on my forehead, this is how I did it.
You did yourself a favor. Look at that. So when you decide who's going to get a rose, are you unsure at the rose ceremony or at all? Or at that point, are you pretty...
Solid choice. I guess cool little inside. The only time I was ever unsure about when I wanted to give a rose was it was back in LA, and I went out and I didn't know who my last rose was going to be, and it was regards with Alea. And I remember I was like, I'm just going to feel something here. I'm going to make eye contact with her at the podium there, and know if it's right or not. And I remember I looked at her, I was looking at her as I was giving out all the roses, and not once did she make eye contact with me. And if she had done it once, I would have given her a rose. Just, I wanted to feel something.
What if she was nervous?
That could have been it. Yeah. but I needed something, and I get to the last rose and she doesn't give me any eye, or the last two. That's when I go back to Chris and have him take one of the roses away. He's like, listen, I wasn't feeling what I thought I'd feel. So I didn't give her a rose.
Oh, dang. And what can you tease us about the next episode?
Next episode is my favorite group date for sure of the entire season. I'm excited for people to start, like, a lot of this drama kind of gets squashed a little bit. This indecisiveness kind of there's a lot of confident decisions now being made moving forward. And I feel really good about the group of women that I have left and it starts to get really serious. And this is the part of the show that I was really looking forward to in the experience of when these relationships really start to blossom and kind of like the drama and the cattiness kind of goes away and it gets real.
I feel like I would do well on a group date.
Yeah,
I like groups. Yes, I feel like I can, being a host, I can allot the time adequately.
It's hard though, man.
I know, but I think that's a skill set that, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd be great actually. But I could see that.
Because, you know, you don't want to show favoritism, right? Or at least the gentleman in me wouldn't want to show favoritism.
Exactly. No.
Even though you might have it, you got to be cool still.
Exactly. And I tried my best to do that. Maybe you could have done it a little bit better than I did, but I. Because I'm causing some drama for sure. It's like everything I do causes some issue. I'm like, Jesus, I can't get this right. But
And is the wine still flowing?
Yeah.
They support with the legs. They pack the house, right? With the girls over there.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, we have our drink limit per hour, you know.
Oh, they do a drink limit per hour now?
Yeah.
That didn't used to be the case though, right?
No, there is, definitely rules in place.
So that's right. There was a drink limit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's a good idea.
What is the drink limit?
Two drinks an hour.
What if you have three? And it's like Chris Harrison show up. And you're like,
Then you're out of the house. So then you're kicked out.
You make your drink. You get like those goblets.
And you can only do one shot. So you can't do two shots. So they're pretty strict on that. But
how hilarious with the drink limit. I love it. Yeah. You know, when all that windmill news first came out, were you flattered or embarrassed?
I was just surprised. So the conversation that Hannah and I had was that we weren't going to talk at all about anything in the windmill. It was going to be between the two of us. Yeah. And we made a promise to each other. Yeah. And, you know, when it came out, luckily, like, I understood why it did. It was a heated discussion she had with Luke at that moment. And she didn't intend for it to ever come out. It just slipped. And I've been there where you have a heated discussion and it slips. So I wasn't embarrassed. Luckily, like, I've always been comfortable talking about sex. And that's never been a weird thing for me. And thank God that's the case. Else this could have been really awkward and weird. But, It was what it was, you know?
And looking ahead to the fantasy suites, I got to imagine you might feel a little pressure, right? Because these girls are like, well, damn, I got to lock it in. Focus.
Fantasy suites. Definitely play a big part. That's all said.
It's an important element.
It is.
That intimacy is important. That's not being shallow. That's an important element. If you're not feeling it.
How is a marriage ever going to work?
I agree with you.
Theme the fantasy suite like with windmills or anything?
No, that was just
to make you more comfortable. Or?
That'd be dope. But it is important. And I'll tell you, as an older married guy, sometimes as you have your ebbs and flows in a relationship, like we all do, sometimes you rely on that to get you back.
And I understand that. Yeah. Stuff, you know? So I've always thought that's a big part of a relationship for sure.
It is. So how much are you on social media right now?
Just on Instagram. That's all I got.
Just the IG?
Yeah.
That's enough, right? You find women slipping into your DMs right there?
Man, the comments have been crazy. Just like a lot of stuff for sure. Occasionally I'll like look through just to see what people are saying. But I guess that comes with, you know.
Yeah.
This, you know.
And where is home originally again?
Westlake Village.
Oh, yeah. Local boy.
Yeah, local.
Right.
I come here all the time. Universal Studios.
Yeah.
City Walk, Horror Nights, every Halloween.
What high school did you go to out there?
Oaks Christian.
Oh, okay.
In Westlake.
Yeah,
What's your favorite ride at Universal?
Probably the Mummy.
Yes.
Have they finished Jurassic Park yet? Is the new one?
They redid it.
Oh, okay. Is it different? A lot different?
They added screens and
visually,
stuff.
Visually.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a little different.
It's kind of the same ride.
It's a good time.
Okay.
Well, that works out nice because you live in a city that's obviously desirable that a lot of girls would want to live in.
Right.
Because if you're coming from you know, Topeka, Kansas, with all due respect. I don't know how desirable that is for a lot of girls to want to up and move.
Well, there's probably, there's a thought that they might have to move there at some point.
But now they're like, oh, he lives in LA. That's
cool. A desirable spot. Yeah. I love LA. But another thing too, like I was open with the women about it because of my job too and the flexibility of commuting. I honestly was up for kind of going wherever. I'm always up for the next adventure. So.
Oh, that's true. That's true because you're going right there. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right. Celebrity crush growing up.
Jessica Alba.
Dang, that was quick.
Nice. Yeah, that's there is no doubt there.
From Angel? Is that where you first saw her?
I don't know, but I remember like in the Fantastic Four movies. Oh, yeah. There was like a one with Matthew McConaughey. Ocean or beach movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did one.
Favorite alcoholic beverage?
Corona. Corona with lime.
Okay. Ideal first date?
So obvious, and people give me so much crap for it, but taking a girl flying, sunset flight, ideally just out from, you know, the airport, fly to like Santa Monica or up to Santa Barbara, park the plane, you know, go to the FBO, get a car.
It's a player move, dude. You can fly.
I love it. I love that.
Can you put it on autopilot and go back and get busy and then go back and fly it? Is that possible?
I'm not flying like G5s. These are like little Cessna 150s.
Oh, okay. You got to stay behind that. Okay. But like on a G5, you can do that move, right?
Yeah. You'd hire your own pilot. And then just
Well, you can. But no, but don't these planes essentially, the big ones, fly themselves? Or am I crazy?
Yeah, I mean, they can. They can,
right?
Yeah, to a certain extent.
Still probably not a good idea to do that.
That's not safe, you know, as a pilot.
No, I thought a lot of them do. I thought like...
No, I'm saying like they do fly themselves on autopilot.
Even if you had autopilot, you would never leave the seat.
But you should never go like in a different part of the plane for like 20 minutes.
What if the autopilot fails? That's the worst case scenario. So you would never leave your seat. You know what I mean?
Okay, got. Well, I don't know. That's what I'm just. That's what I'm asking.
If you had your pilot,
if you ever become a pilot, I'm never flying with you.
Yeah. Can you fly a helicopter?
I cannot. And actually, I got to fly in a helicopter though. My first helicopter ride on this season with Sydney. Actually, the date we just had in Costa Rica, that was awesome. And I get to do it a couple more times, and absolutely loved it.
Yeah, that's a whole nother different skill set.
It feels
right?
so different.
Because, and you got the hovering and all of that. That's got to be.
What's your favorite kind of plane?
My dream airplane is a 747-800. It's the double-decker with the four engines. Yeah, my dad used to fly them.
Your dad flew that?
Yeah.
What airlines did Jet fly?
He flies for United.
Oh, okay.
But they retired that airplane now. But it's the queen of the skies, classic airplane.
Yeah, no, those are great. Yep. Listen, those are awesome. Most dangerous or daring thing you've ever done?
So actually it's funny. I was, it's a tie to Costa Rica. When I was, I had been to Costa Rica once prior to before the show with my family, my dad and I, we went to the rainforest and we were taking like a gondola tour, you know, up in the canopies, and we were going across this wooden bridge, like a really rickety wooden bridge, like probably like 150 feet over this river in Costa Rica. And it was really wet and the wood was all slippery, and we're with a group and the group went ahead of us. And my dad's like, oh, we got to get a picture real quick. And so just of you. And so I'm like, I don't know, like 8 or something. So we start running back to the middle of the bridge and he's following me and I'm sprinting because I'm like really excited. And I go to stop. And as I stop, I slip and I start falling off the bridge.
Oh.
And I grab myself, thank God, last second, like as my entire lower half of my body is hanging off the bridge. And my dad just starts screaming like crazy, like, Bud, my nickname's Bud. He's like, Bud. And he comes and grabs me real quick. And like, I'm like looking down at the water, like realizing how close I am to just falling, you know, essentially to my death. And
you almost died for the gram.
I know. This is before the gram.
You must die for MySpace.
I hope my mom doesn't hear that because we never told her that story.
It
was just so crazy.
I visualize that. That's
I don't know why
one.
I just said on the radio.
She doesn't listen. Yeah. Don't worry.
No.
First thing you notice about a woman?
Legs. Huge leg guy.
Huge. Oh, you like thick legs.
You
said you're a huge leg guy.
No,
huge legs.
You gotta be
you said
very,
huge
you're
leg.
Twisting
you
my words here.
You
man.
And I both. No, that's what you said. You said a huge leg guy.
Be careful.
I'm a huge leg guy. I don't like skinny legs either. I prefer a huge leg.
Okay. Just a leg guy. I'm just gonna keep it at that.
No, don't be ashamed. You and I are both huge leg guys. I like
Jessica
that.
Simpson while she's pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Legs and smile for sure.
No, it would be Jessica Alba.
Poor
Jessica Alba. Yeah, there you go.
Final meal, death row.
Final meal, death row is mom's Cuban cooking. Some pork with some black beans and rice. Some
plátanos. Mom Cuban?
She's Cuban, yeah. She's from Havana.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Some yuca.
So you're Latino.
Yeah.
You know that. Wow.
Half Latino.
Look at that.
I was just in Miami for the Super Bowl. I got to hang out with my cousins down there. And we literally ate Cuban food all weekend. It was great.
Yeah.
But definitely Cuban food with some Eat on Bed, the iron beer.
Like yeah.
The soft drink, the Coke.
Yeah.
That's my jam.
Right on, man. Right on. The Bachelor airs tonight, every Monday night on ABC. We're going to see who Peter picked or if he picked anyone. Thanks so much for stopping by.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
On with Mario Lopez.